Welcome to 2 Minutes to Trust God. Our lesson is Jesus sang, reading from Mark 14, verse 26. When they had sung a hymn, Jesus and the disciples went out to the Mount of Olives. Did you know Jesus sang with his disciples? I mentioned this verse to someone and the person asked, did they sing a hymn? And I wonder what Jesus' range was. Did Jesus have perfect pitch? Maybe he sang lead, or perhaps Jesus sang supporting harmony. I'm sure he was very good. I'm sure, too, he enjoyed singing whatever role helped the hymn sound the best. And then we can ask, what did they sing? After a meal, it was customary for the Jews to sing psalms from the Hallel, a name for Psalms 113 to 118. Read through those six psalms and you will see many familiar phrases of praise to God. For example, from Psalm 116, verses 1 to 6, I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came upon me. I was overcome by trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our Lord is full of compassion. The Lord protects his simple-hearted. When I was in great need, he saved me. And from Psalm 118:1, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Verse upon verse of the Hallel proclaim God's salvation. Several have been incorporated into modern praise songs. Many have been used in hymns and calls to worship through the centuries. Jesus and his disciples sang on that emotional, distressing night before the cross, and they received comfort. Isn't it good to know God has gifted artists through the centuries to use his word to comfort you? Pause and consider how God's music is so good for you.